Welcome. Let's begin by practicing the meditation. Sit in a straight back chair. Put your right hand by your side, hanging loosely by your side. Close your eyes and look at the inside of your forehead. With your eyes closed, it's as if you were looking at a big screen television without any images on it. But the screen is not completely dark. You see little pixels of light, little sparkles of light, a little warm glow of light. Watch that light. Watch those pixels. Simply look at them with your mind's eye, as if you were looking at a big screen television through your forehead. Now, at the same time as you're watching the little pixels of light, become aware of your hand. Feel your hand. Feel the warmth of your hand, the life of your hand. And you can enhance the process of being aware of your hand by being aware of one finger at a time. For example, become aware of your thumb. Feel your thumb. Pay attention to your thumb. Direct your attention to your thumb and feel the warmth of it, the life in it, the blood flowing into it. And as you do so, your thumb will begin to tingle a little bit. When you pay attention to it, it begins to tingle a little. A warm, gentle, tingling feeling. Now, shift your attention to your first finger. Notice your first finger. Now shift your attention to your second finger. Notice your second finger until it becomes a little bit tingly. Now notice your third finger. Direct your attention to your third finger. Feel your third finger. Feel it become a little bit tingly. Now shift your attention to your fourth finger, and it will become a little bit tingly. Now notice your thumb again. Continue being aware of your hand, one finger at a time, or you may simply become aware of your whole hand so that it feels tingly. You can feel the life flowing into your hand. Your hand becomes filled with life. Continue being aware of your hand. You can extend the awareness of your hand to both hands. You can also notice your feet, your whole body. You can begin to feel tingly warm, a very delicate tingly warm, which is actually warmth from within, love from within, a spiritual embrace. At the same time, watch the little pixels of light on the inside of your forehead as if you were looking at a big screen television without any images on it, but with little patterns of light. What you're doing is you are establishing communication between your intuitive mind, your regular mind, and your body. Your intuitive mind is your awareness, your consciousness. What has happened is that your intuitive mind has been deprived of the light. And you didn't want it to happen. You didn't even know it was happening. Except you knew it was happening by things not working out. And by you're not feeling right somehow. And by you're feeling anxious. And by you're becoming more resentful and having darker thoughts and things becoming more negative. That's how you knew that, sensed that you had lost something. But what you lost was communion with the inner light from God, which your soul needs, which your consciousness needs. In the same way that plants need the warmth and light from the sun, your soul needs God's light. and in his light you prosper and thrive. And without his light, well, the world becomes dark, and your mind becomes dark. And so what has happened? You didn't want it to happen, but it happened. But now you're discovering how to refine that light. You had it once as a little child, but then you became upset. People teased you, and they were cruel to you, and they enticed you and challenged you, and they pulled you out into the world. But mostly they made you upset. They made you angry. They emotionalized you, made you resentful. And so the emotions rose up. They rose up and overwhelmed your consciousness. And soon, those emotions, and then the images that came into you from the world, from the traumas, and from the things that happened that upset you or overly excited you, those images then entered your mind and they rose up. And then those emotions and those images then became your life. That's the only life you knew, the life of emotion, of reacting to things on the outside and then retreating into the imagination and rethinking what happened and replaying the past and worrying about the future and so on. And your little consciousness struggled. You struggled with the thoughts, with the memories, with the emotions. You tried to repress them or change them. And the more you struggled, well, the more you floundered. Now you have the meditation. So now you'll be able to stand back and just watch all of these things, these emotions, these thoughts that came in from the outside, and the images and the faces and the voices. You'll be able to just stand back and observe them without reacting to them, without giving them energy. See, when you react to them, you give them energy. Now you will starve them. That's right, you will starve those negative thoughts and distracting thoughts. Even the thoughts that seem to be nice, that pull you into rosy scenes and exciting romantic fantasy and so on. They're a distraction. They seek to take you away from communion with God's inner light. That's what they do. And so now you know how to handle them. All you must do is stand back and just watch them. Now, the imagination has ruled over you, your thoughts, your thinking, your emotions have ruled over you. And through an outside forces, the people you can see and forces that you cannot see, they have ruled over you through your imagination and your emotion. And that's all you've ever known. But now a new way will unfold. A way of responding to the inner light from God, like a plant responds to the earthly light. Your soul will respond to God's heavenly light. God will provide what you need. He will provide insights and understanding and realization and a whole new higher set of emotions, such as awe and wonder and joy and peace of mind that you always yearned for but didn't know how to find and you couldn't give them to yourself. The other mistake is that you've known that something was wrong, and so you tried to fix yourself. You tried to save yourself. Now you know that you can't, but God can save you. So now what you must also see, and you will see this in God's light, you will see that you can't save yourself. And so you'll be able to relax and wait for Him. Wait for the light to do the work. The light reaches out like magical fingers shaping the world around you and making things good and solving things and resolving things. It's like magic. And all you have to do is just observe and wonder with awe and gratitude. Gratitude for God's helping you. Now, the other thing you've done is you have tried to give yourself things. You tried to give yourself peace of mind or give yourself goodness or give yourself things to make you feel better. And so you sought pleasure and possessions and people's approval and so forth. Or the other thing is that you've hated yourself, and so you tried to punish yourself. Now you must cease and desist from those things. Go about your life. Do your duty, whatever it is, as a mom or a dad or a student or worker. And just observe things, like I've always said, as if you were a tourist in life. As if you were a little child and you were walking around and looking at things and marveling. Marveling at all the things that you see and people and what they do. And sometimes what people do is, can be, you don't really understand why they're doing what they're doing. Well, don't try to figure it out. Just marvel. Just watch and marvel. And lo and behold, your life will change for the better, magically without effort on your part. And that way your soul will also learn to have faith. Faith is simply trusting what you know in your heart and knowing that God is there. Somehow he's there and he's watching over you and he loves you and he gives you this meditation and he gives you light and understanding. Now, some of the first things that you will see about yourself are, of course, negative things. You'll have to see your own angers and resentments and your huffing and puffing and your striving and your resenting people, so on. You'll see that a little at a time, in God's time. A little every day you will see. When you see something that you did that was wrong, in the past you didn't even know it was wrong. Now you'll see, maybe you resented someone, now you'll see, you'll be a little sad over it. You might even cry a quiet tear. But not in front of people. Not for people's benefit. You'll do it privately. Before the inner light from God. And seeing that you're sorry, God forgives you. Then you wipe the tears from your eyes and joy returns. And the sky is blue and the birds are singing. And you're grateful. And you move forward. Now, boldly. You move forward boldly to new adventures. Adventures that God will provide for you in due time. In the beginning, you may need time simply to recover, to recuperate. Your life has been one of reacting and being upset and being stressed out and overextending yourself. And so you may be burned out a little bit. So you'll need time just to recuperate and to get to know yourself and to begin to understand life. A little bit, and then a little more, and then a little more, knowing that God is there showing you. Now when you see something negative, whatever it might be, something negative about you or something negative on the outside, when you wordlessly see, you'll know that the light is there showing you. So no need to be afraid. Simply watch. Simply see what is there to be seen. Continue now being aware of your hand. At the same time, see the little pixels of light on the inside of your forehead. And know that you are known. And know that God is God. And you're not God. See, one of the other things is that you've undoubtedly tried to play God. That's what people do. That's what the fallen human race does. We try to play God. And so you've probably judged people. You've judged them harshly. And it's become a habit. And so judgmental have you been. And people gave you reason to judge. But now you must see that judgment is God's. Judgment is mine, saith the Lord. All you need to do is observe. Observe people. If they're making a mistake, if they're in error, if they're wrong, just see it. But don't judge them. Take the little pinch of resentment out. Just see it. Discern it. Discover the razor's edge between discerning and judging. It's okay to discern. That's innocent. You just see what it is there. Even if someone's wrong, you see it. But just don't hate them for it. Don't resent them for it. Okay? So judgment must go. Now, that judgmental nature in you, you must also understand that that judgmental nature came into you from the outside. That's right. When you were a little tiny child, you didn't know what judgment was. You weren't judgmental at all. You simply saw people sometimes doing confusing or mean things, and you couldn't understand. But as time went by, you began to discover yourself judging. Well, that's the nature of pride. It's the nature of the world. It comes in a little at a time when you're resentful and when you're angry and when you don't trust God. You turn to other people to guide you. Something of them comes into you. The people of the world, the ones that want to rule you, the ones that make the promises, the ones that want to take you away from intuition, something of them gets in. Something of them got in. So now it's there. So you must also learn to observe it in you. Don't be frightened. Just see that it's not you. See that it's from the world. It's in nature. The same nature that was perhaps in your mother, for example, or some mean person that you knew, or some seductive person that you knew. That nature got in you. Now you know it was in them. Now you see what it has done in you. So now you can have compassion on them. You realize they couldn't help themselves. They were being controlled. They didn't even know what they were doing. They hadn't found the light. And so they were controlled. So now you can forgive them. Whatever you see that's dark, whatever you see that's negative, whatever you see that's not you, just see that it's not you. And realize that the light is there showing you. You can see it because the light is showing you. So now you may open your eyes and stretch and go out and enjoy a beautiful day as a child of God.